Today's shir is a Masechtas Brachos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We will be beginning on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph with the words Amar of Mana, Kashuse Kumei Deriv Chizkia. As mentioned in the last shir, there is a machlekes between Rav Nechemya and Rav Yaisi where exactly Bein Hashmashas is, how long Bein Hashmashas is. Rav Nechemya said Bein Hashmashas is once you have Shkias Achama, the amount of time it takes for a person to walk a half a mil. A half a mil, as mentioned, is approximately 1,000 amos. It's roughly a half a mile. That length of time after Shkias HaChama is considered Bein HaShemashas. The Shita of Yaisi was that Bein HaShemashas Keherifayin. It's not the amount of time it takes a person to walk a half a mile. It's much shorter. It's the blinking of an eye. Now, where exactly during the day is Shitas Rav Yaisi? Rav Yaisi is saying that it takes the amount of time to blink an eye. Where exactly is the Shita Rav Yaisi within the day? So the Gemara brought that Rav Yaisi and Rav Acha were sitting, and they felt that they held that Rav Yaisi's Shita comes at the end of the Shita Rav Nechemya. If a person would walk 1,000 amos after Shkias HaChama, one would come upon the Shita of Rav Yaisi. That's where the Harifayin is. The Gemara said that Rav Chizkiya did not hold this way. Rav Chizkiya held that every single Harifayin, every single blink of an eye, which was within the Shita of Rav Nechemya's Chatzi Mil, is the Suffolk of Rav Yaisi. On the Shita of Rav Chizkiya, the Gemara said, the Gemara is about to ask a question. So, Amar Rav Mana, Kashize Kumid Rav Chizkiya, we asked in front of Rav Chizkiya the following question. Katanin Taman, when we learned over there in the Mishnah in Zavim, and the Mishnah says the following. Ro Achas B'Yoyim V'Achas B'Yin Hashmashas. If, let's say, a Zav sees a Re'iyah, one Re'iyah today, on the first day, v'achas Bein HaShemashas, and one during Bein HaShemashas of the first day. Or, similarly, if let's say, achas Bein HaShemashas, he sees one during Bein HaShemashas, v'achas L'machar, and one on the second day. So he has two Re'iyahs. Im Yadua, the Mishnah says, if it is known, shemixas HaRe'iyah, that part of the Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas was mehayim, was seen on the day, the first day, on day number one. It was definitely seen on day number. Part of that re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas was took place on day number one. Umiksas lemacher, and part of it definitely took place on day number two, betchilas halayla of the second day. So in this case, since Bein HaShemashas, it divides the Re'iyah into two, it's a Vadai LaKarban Ulatama. We say that this Zav is a Zav Vadai for the din of bringing a carbon and for Tumah, because the Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas is considered like two Re'iyahs. Since we know for sure, we know certainly, that part of the Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas took place on the first day, and part of it on the second day, so Bein HaShemashas, the calendar switch, the calendar date, the fact that it changed, has the ability to be mechalak the Re'iyah into two. And since additionally, this Zav saw another Re'iyah besides the Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas, so it comes out that he saw three Re'iyahs in total. If we'll split the Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas into two, plus the Re'iyah that he saw additionally on either the first or second day, he has seen three Re'iyahs, and a Zav who has seen three Re'iyahs has a din that he must bring a carbon, and he's Vadai Tameh as a Tumah Zav. The Mishnah continues. This is still a continuation within the words of the Mishnah. It says, Vim, and we now turn to Amud Beis. Vim Safik, if it's a Safik, Shemixas Hari'iyah Mehayam Muxas Lamacher. If let's say it's a Safik, whether this Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas contains within it a Re'iyah of yesterday and the next day, meaning, let's say, we're not, this Re'iyah of Bein HaShemashas, it's not certain whether the ri'io that was seen during Ben Hashmashas contains a vadei ri'io from day number one and a vadei ri'io from day number two. It could be that the whole ri'io only took place on day number one. It could be the whole ri'io took place only on day number two. So the din would be vadei l'tumah. We know for sure this is this zav is vadei tameh. Why? Because he definitely saw two ri'ios. One during the day, either the first day or the second day, and one during Ben Hashmashas. But since the one during Ben Hashmashas is not clear whether it contained the switch of the calendar day, right? Since it's not clear whether the calendar day switched within that Re'iyo, so it's not certain that this Re'iyo during Ben Hashmashas should be treated as two Re'iyos. So since it's not certain that it should be treated as two Re'iyos, it could be that it should only be counted as one Re'iyo, the Re'iyo of Ben Hashmashas. So one Re'iyo, Ben Hashmashas, and one Re'iyo during the Yom, it's not necessary, that will not be Mechayev a Karban. So since it's a suffix, whether it was two Re'iyos or one Re'iyo during Ben Hashmashas, it's a suffix L'Karban. It's a Vadei L'Tumah, but it's only a suffix L'Karban. And that's all this is all the Gemara is going to quote from the Mishnah in Masechta Zavim. The Gemara now continues with its question. Rav Chiya bar Yosi by Kumei Rav Yechanan. Rav Chiya bar Yosi asked in front of Rav Yechanan, Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Mishnah, the Re'iyah Nechlekes Lishnayim, that holds that the Re'iyah can be split into two? And the answer the Gemara said is Rav Yosi. This is the Shita of Rav Yosi. Now let's pause for a moment and analyze why this Mishnah has to be going Lefi Rav Yosi. Again, Rav Yosi's Shita is that the Shir of Ben Hashmashas is Keharef Ayin. What the Gemara is telling us is that it is certain that this Mishnah must be the Shita of Rav Yosi, that the Shir Ben Hashmashas is Keharef Ayin. Because if you learn like Rav Nechemya, that the Shir Ben Hashmashas is a Chatzi Mil, the amount it takes a person to walk a Chatzi Mil is definitely the amount of Kedei Tefila V'Sifug, which, as mentioned in the end of last year, the din is that if, let's say, a Zav sees a Re'iyah where the flow has a Hemshech, the flow is continuous, the amount of time it takes to be Tevil in a Mikvah and to go up from the Mikvah and dry oneself, that amount of time constitutes two Re'iyos, that we dan such a Re'iyah, such a long Re'iyah, as a Re'iyah, as two Re'iyos. So, if so, what's the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says if someone sees during Ben Hashmashas, we say that the switch of the calendar day will be enough to be mechalik it into two Re'iyos. Why do we have to have the switch of the calendar day to be mechalik the Re'iyah into two Re'iyos? Without that, anyways, according to Rav Nechemya, that the Shir Ben Hashmashas is a Chatzi Mil, anyways, if a Zav sees the entire Ben Hashmashas, that he knows for certain that he saw in the beginning of Ben Hashmashas, the end of Ben Hashmashas, so he knows certainly that part of his Re'iyah took place on the first day, and part of it took place on the second day. Not only did he saw the whole Ben Hashmashas, he saw even a little bit past Ben Hashmashas, because he has to have Vadei from the first day and Vadei from the second day. Even without having Vadei from the first day and Vadei from the second day, without that, it's considered, this Re'iyah is considered like two Re'iyahs. Why? Because the amount of time it takes for a person to walk a Chatzi Mil is definitely just as long, if not longer, than Kedeis Tefila V'Sifuk, which anyways has a din of two Re'iyos. So, according to this, we have to say that the Mishnah goes Lefi the Shita of Rav Yosi. That Lefi Rav Yosi says, Ben Hashmashas is only Keharef Ayin. So now we understand why we have to come on to a switch in calendar days to view one Re'iyah as two Re'iyos. Because we can't be Simech on Kedeis Tefila V'Sifuk. The Re'iyah wasn't Nimshach that long. It didn't last that long. It only lasted a little bit longer than Keharef Ayin. All it had to constitute two Re'iyahs because of a switch in calendar days, all a person had to see was a second before Ben Hashmashas, The amount of time of Ben Hashmashas was also very short. It's just the blink of an eye. And a little bit after Ben Hashmashas. So it comes out that a person could see a very short amount of time, even less than Kedei Tefila V'Sifug, and be Vadai from yesterday and Vadai from tomorrow. And therefore, it will be considered like Turius. So based on this, the Gemara says that it's definitely clear Rav Chizkiya was of the opinion also when he taught this Mishnah that it's the Shita of Rav Yaisi. Now the Gemara is Mamshech to ask the question, Amar La, but according to Rav Chizkiya Lishitaso, the Gemara asked, Ramana asked this question, Kashisal Daitoch Da'at Amar Kol Herf Ayin V'Herf Ayin Shebechatzi Milder Rav Nechemya Safeku. Lama. In other words, the Gemara is asking, according to you, Rav Chizkiya, who holds that the entire Ben Hashmashas of Rav Nechemya is where Rav Yaisi's Shita can be found, meaning Rav Yaisi's Shita is not specifically at the end of the Shita of Rav Nechemya, but the entire, within the entire Shita of Rav Nechemya, we're a Mesupik, according to Rav Yaisi, where exactly the Herif Ayin is. So essentially, if someone wanted to see, according to Rav Yaisi, if someone wanted to see Vadai from yesterday and the next day, he would have to see the entire Shir Ben Hashmashas of Rav Nechemya. Because every single second within the Shita of Rav Nechemya, Rav Yaisi is Mesupik that maybe perhaps this is the Herif Ayin, but maybe it's not. So if someone wanted to be certain that he saw from the day before and the next day, so he has to see the entire Ben Hashmashas of Rav Nechemya. But then, if so, Lama, why is this Mishnah going specifically according to Rav Yaisi? It, L'chair, is just as Shver L'fi Rav Yaisi as it is in Rav Nechemya. Because why do you have to come on to saying that we have a Vadai calendar switch within the Shir of this Re'iyah, even without that? The Shir of the Re'iyah is Kedei Tefila V'Sifug. So anyways, it's donned like two Re'iyahs. So on this, the Gemara says, Amar Lei, and now there's a switch in the Girsa. The Meir Nesiv says in the back of the Gemara that you're supposed to switch the Girsa over here. And he says, Lo Kashise, it's not Shver. This is Rav Chizkiya answering. Rav Chizkiya says, it's not Shver on my Shita, L'chashiyavu Aliyo, V'yarmizeo Ben Hashmashas. Avada, for sure, the Mishnah in Misat Zavim is going Lefi the Shita Rav Yaisi. And the Pshat is that the Mishnah is talking when Eliyahu Hanavi will come and be mevar to us where the Herif Ayin of Rav Yaisi is within the Shira of Rav Nechemya. Once we'll be clear where that Herif Ayin is, the Mishnah's din will be applicable, that one will be able to know Vadai that he saw before the Ben Hashmashas and after the Ben Hashmashas, and the Ben Hashmashas itself will be mechalik the Ria into two Rias. So it's the Mishnah's Nogeo L'chashiyavu Aliyahu. The Gemara now continues to ask on the sugi we've been learning up until now, the inyan of Shloisha Koychavim being considered Laila. And the Gemara now talks about this din with regards to the halacha of Shachris, that we know that from Alois HaShachar, it's considered day. The Gemara says, Man Palik, who is the Tana who will argue on that which we have set up until now, that three kochavim are considered night? Rav Chanina Chavrei and Rabbanan. It's none other than Rav Chanina, the friend of the Rabbanan. He's the one who argues, because he has the following question. He asked the following question. Kamadat Omer Ba'arvis, just like you're saying, Kamadat at Omer, just like you say, Ba'arvis, at night, that Nira Shleisha Koychavim, that once three stars are seen, Afal Pisha Chama Nesuna Be'emsa HaRakia Lailahu, even though the Chama has not fully gone down, we say that three stars is what gives the halacha of night. Af B'Shachris Kain. Shouldn't the halacha by Shachris be the same? Meaning that what Rav Chanina is asking is that just like we say that Gimel Kochavim gives the halach, that we say that once we see three stars, there's a halachic status that it's considered a night. So too, in the morning, we should say that even though the sun has already, the sun is already visible, it's past Alois HaShachar, we should still consider it night, calls the man that Shlosha Kochavim are visible. But we know that we paskin that from Alois HaShachar, it's already considered day. So what's the pshat? It must be Shlosha Kochavim do not give the halacha of night to the Zman. The Zman is not considered, we don't consider it halakhically night just because you see three stars. Amar Rav Abba, in a similar vein, Rav Abba asked a similar another question which is similar to Rav Chanina's. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, HaShemesh Yotza Al Haaretz V'Light Batzayra. The Shemesh went out on the earth and light came to the city of Tzayra. Uksiv, it says, in another Pasuk, Uva HaShemesh V'Tayr. So, we make a hekesh, makash yitziyasa lebiyasai. We make a hekesh of the sun leaving to the sun coming, meaning the sun rising to the sun setting. Ma biyasai, just like when the sun sets, mishyiskasa men abrius, that once it's been concealed from people, we consider already lila, even though the shemesh is still technically in the sky. But as long as it's been concealed and stars are visible, perhaps, we consider it Laila. So af yitziyasa, so too in the morning, why are we considering it morning from alais? We should say lichashiyas vada labrius. We should say it's only considered morning, it's only considered halachically day, once the sun is visible and known to the brius, to the people. And we should not say it's considered yom from alais hashachar, which is well before people can see the see the physical form of the sun. And the Gemara continues on Dalam and Aleph with this discussion. We'll save it for the next year.